pack your favorite novels for a journey back in time, because this week's discovery joins a group of readers in their quest to preserve literary history. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. More than 200 years after Jane Austen's death, her novels are still read and adapted today. Fans still dream of traveling to the author's home to walk through the village that inspired their favorite works. And in the Jane Austen Society by author Natalie Jenner, a group of locals works to honor the author's memory. The story visits the English village of Chawton after the Second World War. More than 100 years earlier, novelist Jane Austen and her family lived and worked in the small town. Tourists still show up to travel in the beloved author's footsteps, much to the dismay of many of the town's residents. But now, with the last male heir of the Knight family on his deathbed, the last remaining memories of the author are in danger. So a group of fans of Austen's work joins together to try to save the legacy that still remains. Now, set in the quaint village that inspired Austen's novels, a village where not much has changed, the Jane Austen Society will charm readers while introducing this varied cast of characters who are struggling in their own way with loss and heartbreak. The diversity of the characters speaks to the surprisingly wide appeal of Austen's work, but also to the power of literature to connect people and change lives. Though many may associate Austen with lonely female literary types, her novels speak to a wider range of readers. Here, it's the lonely bachelor and the widowed doctor, the young girl who's trying to support herself and her family, the American movie star, and the teacher who's mourning her husband and child. Written with both humor and affection, the story follows the characters as they work together to save the legacy of this beloved author. And as they strive to find a way to turn Austen's former home into a museum, they find new passion, new drive, new friendships, and even new happiness. But is it worth joining the mission with these literary lovers? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. Though fans of Austen's novels will enjoy the references to the author and her work, it's also a sweet, easygoing story about working through grief and finding new strength. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Jane Austen Society by Natalie Jenner is 245 sweet and leisurely pages long and is available from St. Martin's Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.